Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Are you ready this morning to thrive? Are you ready for your life to be transformed? You know, if you ask anybody, especially ladies, when we ask you if there's anything about yourself that you'd like to change, it's amazing that there is always an answer. And in some cases, it's a fairly long answer. Now, ask yourself this question, though. If you had a magic wand, and you could transform one part of yourself, what would that be? Would it be an aspect of your health? Would it be a physical appearance? What kind of thing would you change? Now, that's a really tough question, especially because any changes that we want to make, they don't really happen instantaneously. And if you do get really fast transformations that are, you know, quote unquote magical, they often don't stick. It's because of the fact that transformation starts inside. You have to have the transformed mindset inside of you to be able for then the outside of you to show what you are, who you are, and what you're thinking from the inside out. So what happens is in an instant, you can actually get a hold of a new idea and really move from that. And then as you take that journey, your outer being, whether that be your attitude or your physical appearance or those kind of things, those things will begin to show up. So to talk to us about this today, I'm joined by great friends of mine, people that I'm so blessed to know. My coach, Anthony Alfonsia, who you all have met before. He's been on the show before. And then, of course, the absolute poster child for living the non-negotiable life, Miss Lisa Nichols herself. Lisa has had an incredible journey this year, and she's going to share a little bit of that, as well as how things came together originally for her and Anthony to bring NN90 to the world. So hi, guys. How are you doing this morning?
I'm absolutely wonderful. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. Hey. I'm so excited to be here. How about you, Anthony?
Steve, I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Well, Lisa, I ask Anthony, I heard you tell a story about the very, very, very beginning minute of NN90 back in the green room of the Steve Harvey Show. Is that something that you would mind telling the regular audience?
Sure. It's not something that I've talked about publicly, but I'm happy to shift that experience and share with you because I think that it's important for each one of us, everyone listening to this show, listening to you, Steve, and to Coach Anthony and I, to understand when the mental shift happens. To your point earlier, nothing shows up in your physical life as a manifestation or a transformation until your mind has the capacity to hold it as a possibility or create it as a new intention. And so, sometimes your new reality, your possibility, your intention, your desires, you welcome them in and they're served on the silver platter. And then other times you're thrusted into your intention because it jumps up and grabs you. You know, it grabs you around the throat or around the waist or around the arms or wherever it holds onto you and it doesn't let go. And that's what happened to me. I was in the green room about to be on the Steve Harvey Show as I regular that show as a coach. And the intention before I came, the thought was, it was a new year, new you show, and I was going to coach a woman on her pursuit of relationships and her pursuit of balance, and that was the plan. And I put my fingers up in quotes, Steve. That was the plan before I got there. And then when I arrived to the show to do the recording, I was made aware while in the green room that she could not show up. The woman, the original guest, could not show up. And that another guest was going to be there. And this guest had one sole goal. She didn't care. She didn't want to work on a relationship. She already had a wonderful relationship. She didn't want to work on holistic wellness. She wasn't interested in that. She was interested in one thing and one thing only, and that was losing weight. And I was instantly confronted with my journey of weight loss, my journey of pursuit of releasing unwanted pounds. And I immediately felt like if I didn't address it from a perspective of I'm in the journey too, and I try to just address it as, finger in quotes again, the coach, that I would be hypocritical. I wouldn't be true to myself. And I got to tell you, I didn't greet it with a yes, let's all go in it together, kumbaya. No, that wasn't the case. I was resistant. I was scared, you know, because I've never discussed my weight publicly. I've discussed everything. I've been willing to really be transparent about my finances, my relationship, my family. But I would make little jokes about health and wellness, but it wasn't a deep dive and it never was a serious pursuit. And here, this was very serious for this woman, so I had to match where she was and really give her advice. And I had to make a decision, Steve, am I going to follow the advice I'm giving her or what? Or do I want to dodge it and just kind of, you know, have a superficial conversation about it? Because, you know, everyone listening to your show now, you're a brilliant person. If you're listening to How to Transform Your Life, you really are a smart person because you know enough to know. Now, I'm not saying we always make smart decisions. Let me be clear. Smart people make dumb decisions all day long. But as a smart person, you know how. And I say smart, not necessarily it has to be book smart, academic smart. It's just life smart. You know how to sugarcoat things. You know how to use a lot of words but say nothing. You know, commit to nothing. You know how to talk around the real issue. So I was really torn, Steve, with am I going to do that? I'm going to talk around the issue and give her some really sexy language and some razzle-dazzle Lisa Nichols words and really not go to the core. And I struggled, and I was with a team member in the green room, and she was supporting me. And in that moment, it felt like she was annoying me because she was really inviting me to take the journey and just take the plunge. And I just realized there in the green room of the Steve Harvey Show, I couldn't run from it. I had to go head on with her. So I'm in chills. I have tears in my eyes. And I knew right there I was about to make my weight journey public. And I knew when it went public, there was no turning back. And I was going to play full out because I will not fail, but I really won't fail publicly. And so the decision was made that I was going to walk the journey with her, and I sat on the Steve Harvey Show and shocked him. His mouth was dropped open, and I talked about being over 210 pounds for 20 years and how I carried it very well, if there's such a thing, you know, which means that I dressed it well, I moved well in it with it, you know, I operated well around my weight and made it seem like it wasn't a challenge. And all the time it was very much a challenge. And so that day I made a commitment with her that I was going to release 45 pounds before my next birthday, which would have been in 5 months from that point. And that every Sunday we could talk and that I would walk the journey with her. And it was launched right there.
So, Anthony, what was it like for you to get that call and have Lisa ask you to create a program for her right there on the spot?
Steve, Lisa and I were having a conversation before the Steve Harvey Show about her weight loss journey and how private it was and how she needed to be supported. And we were talking about it, about how to put something together for her personally. So it was a very interesting phone call to receive, like, hey, Anthony, guess what I did? And then she went to tell me that she told the whole world that she was going to do this program. And it was like, oh, wow, okay. And it was going to be public. Like, oh, okay, well, we're going to do that too. So there was a lot of, elation and fear and, oh, my God, how this going to play out all at the same time. But watching
well,
Lisa
Anthony,
and her.
Coach, did you tell him that I asked you for this guidance along with the thousands of people that I had just told on the Steve Harvey Show. Did you see that? Was Steve, that was the thing that he didn't know, because I didn't know it, that I was going to. So I just got to give Coach Anthony credit. When he jumped in, he didn't jump in to just the deep water. He dove into the Pacific Ocean.
Yes. But what made it so, I think what made NE90 so much, so powerful was that even though it was originally created for Lisa, Lisa's journey matches so many people. Her trials and tribulations, her struggles, and the things that she talks about now publicly that she held privately for so long resonated with so many people. So as we were creating a program together, as we were creating a program for her together, and then presented it out to the public, it was from a base of resonating with emotional content that was resonating with so many people already. And she is an absolute, I can say she's an absolute doll now, but she was very much resistant at the beginning.
Well,
you know,
he likes
saying that, but the reality is, you know, when we go into this as overweight people, when we go into this journey, it's not resistance. What's under the resistance is fear. That's the reality, that it's fear. It's fear of being embarrassed, fear and shame. It's, you know, it's all the things attached to how did I get here, all the things attached to what are you going to think about me and the judgment. So, you know, I want to be very clear. It shows up as resistance, and I take full responsibility for that. But it's underneath the resistance, and I think that's what people need to understand so that we can respond to what's really happening and not what's topical. But what was really happening is the embarrassment and the feeling and the concern and the fear that he would judge me, that I wouldn't be able to follow through with what he's saying, that I would, you know, I would fall on my face. And I think when we deal with that emotion, again, I mean, it all starts and stems from a place of feeling, then I think the resistance can be managed. Because now he can give me another, another challenge, and I have a different energy about it. I have a different energy about it because now, even though he's going to push me to the edge of possible, I don't have as much shame. I don't have as much concern or make a fool of myself. I'm more hungry for the outcome than I am for the fear of embarrassment. So I think that's important to say, because I think that anyone listening right now that has that same feeling, you're nodding your head like, oh, yeah, that's it. That's why we don't want to go to the gym. We know we're supposed to go to the gym to lose the weight, but we don't want to go to the gym because there's so much embarrassment attached to going to the gym. It's not about lazy. It's about we have some lazy habits and behaviors that we have to push past that have gotten us here. And that's just the reality. I'm speaking about myself too. But bigger than that is the fear of judgment by everyone else who's all fit and trim and muscular. Notice how I said that. Who's all fit and trim and muscular.
Well, and I understand that one totally. I remember actually, you know, Kathy said to me one day, we're going to join this new NN90 program that Lisa just brought out. And I was like, okay. And then she went off and went to Malibu with you guys. And so she was there with you in person. And I haven't ever told anybody this. I mean, I've been real about, you know, being at 450 and having a real journey ahead of me still. But I'm down 70 pounds, so I'm in the 380s now.
Yes.
That's huge.
But the funny part, the thing that I haven't told anybody yet, now I'm going to tell everybody, is while Lisa, you and Anthony were with Kathy in Malibu, I actually I was about as far away from non-negotiable as a person can be. I was negotiating with pizza. I literally sat down. I remember the last day I sat down and I ate a whole pizza all myself, you know, up in my room, hiding away from everybody, ate an entire large pizza. And I was just like, you know, this has got to change. And that was really kind of the transformational moment for me, is when I sat there afterwards, not, you know, not full satisfied, but just like stuffed, you know, sick from eating. That I realized, hey, this is the time that I've got to make a change. And I hope that a lot of the listeners out there will begin to think now during this commercial break that now is your time. Whatever that thing is in your life that you need to change, that you want to change, now, right now is the time that you can make that transformational decision. Think about that during this commercial break, and we will be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com. That's managingdirector@eWomenNetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve, and I'm here with Anthony Alfonsia and Lisa Nichols, and we are talking about transforming your life, your health, transformations starting right now today. So let's dive deep into it. Let's talk about this word transformation. What does it even mean to transform?
You know, Steve, I appreciate that question, and one of the things that I'm very clear on is I love this conversation that we're having today, and though it's launched in health, transformation really is to morph from where you are to where you want to be, you know, and when you are transforming inside towards your intention. Now, there's digression transformations. We've seen people's lives transform into something that we didn't recognize for the worse, but a transformation for your intention is to let go of an old. to let go of an old. That doesn't mean that the old was bad. It just means that it's outdated. You're ready for your now version now. Yesterday I was at my grandmother's house, and I just walked in, and after I grew up in the house, she's had the house since, I don't know, since, you know, the early 60s. And I just said, I bet she's ready for a transformation. And I was ready, a home transformation. I was ready to fight because I thought she wanted to hold on to every little nook and cranny of ornament that she had. And I introduced the idea to her. I said, Grandma, what would you be willing to let go so we can transform your house? And she looked at me and she said, well, baby, everything. And then for the next hour, she said, except that. And really, she was ready for an environment transformation. So it's the willingness to identify a transformation is needed, meaning I want to move to another place. So that's the first thing, a mental shift. You have to acknowledge that you need it or want it or both. That's first. The second thing is to identify what it looks like. If you don't have a clear picture of what your transformation, what the other side, what across the finish line looks like, if you don't have a clear picture, then you're running and working for something ambiguous, and you will run out of gas every single time, Steve. So the first thing is to identify it. What is it? What's the it that you want? The second thing is to get very clear on what it looks like. So when people say, I want a better life, that's too ambiguous. I want more finances. That's too ambiguous. I want love. That's too ambiguous. I want health. That's too ambiguous. You need to get detailed. You need to get down to the, you know, my saying, I want to be 45 pounds lighter. I want to release 45 pounds in 5 months. I was very clear. You know, I didn't know the day of the month, but I knew the month. I knew it was the month of May, and 45 pounds was the number. So you need to get crystal clear because it's very difficult for you to hit a moving target. And then the third thing that you need to do is you need to understand the how. Most people set a New Year's resolution on, you know, New Year's Day, you know, December 31st, January 1st, and literally by March 31st, they barely can remember it or they're trying to forget it because they didn't set a clear how to get there, and now they're not in movement on a consistent basis. Therefore, they're frustrated, they're disappointed, a little bit embarrassed, and they don't want to talk about. So normally by June, we're not even talking about the goals anymore at all. Normally it's March 31st, they kind of peter out, but by June, they're obsolete. And so that's because we didn't determine the how-to. We didn't look at what are the action steps and what are the milestones that show us we're heading in the right direction, that your GPS that you set up leading to the goal that you set up is taking you in the right direction. And then the fourth thing is, we need to have a group of people holding us accountable, which is what makes NN90 so delicious and so beautiful and so unique, is that there's a group of people. We need to have a group of people, whether it be two or whether it be 10 or whether it be, in our case, you know, a few hundred, that's saying, hey, I align with you. I align with you with that transformation. I'm going to cheer you on. And NN90 doesn't necessarily do this, but you want an inner circle that's going to go a step further and hold you accountable when you slip up and say, hey, Steve, you said you wanted to release another 70. How can I support you? Because the tongue in your mouth and the tongue in your shoe are not going in the same direction if you decide you want to go out and grab another whole pizza by yourself. Like, someone needs to love you enough to say, hey, you know, are you still for this goal? Because your actions are not in alignment with what you're saying. And that's why we have Coach Anthony in our life. That's why he's valuable. That's why he said that I was resistant. I was resistant because he was in my life and responsible for holding me accountable to my goal. And it was his job to get in my heart, in my space, and in my face when necessary. And then the fifth thing on the journey, I hope you guys are writing this down because I'm just rattling off the top of my head, so there are no notes. The fifth thing that you need to do is celebrate yourself. Like, celebrate yourself in a way that's in alignment with your goal. So if your goal is to release weight, don't celebrate with a cupcake. Don't celebrate with a party. Celebrate with something else. So I would celebrate. I would celebrate with, you know, having friends over and, you know, having skinny teenies. You know, I don't drink, so it's real easy for me to substitute something. But having skinny teenies, which, you know, was an apple juice and a little bit of, you know, something that has a fizzle in it, you know, like a soda water or something, and putting a cherry in it and celebrating my first 25, then celebrating my second 25, you know, then celebrating the third 20, you know. So just kind of inside of being celebrated. We're under-celebrated. We're under-acknowledged as a people. And so when we're like three-year-olds, Steve. We're like three-year-olds. Mm-hmm. What gets celebrated gets repeated. What gets celebrated gets repeated, which is another reason why NN90 is so beautiful. I would post my workouts in the morning, and I couldn't wait. I'd wait all day, and I couldn't wait at night. I'd sit in bed, and I'd go back, and I'd look at all the comments because they inspired me, and I made sure I was on like a little ritual. I worked out in the morning, post my workout, not every morning, twice a week, and at that night, as I sat in bed before I went to sleep, I would allow the last thing I heard were all the acknowledgments from everyone. So it was the last thing I did before I closed my eyes. I read all the acknowledgments from everyone that day, whether it was 14 or whether it was 140. I read the acknowledgments so that I went to bed with all of that acknowledgement in my spirit, in my soul, in my heart, and that served as my fuel for the next morning. So those five things were the things that are things that bring forth a transformation, and a transformation overall is the commitment to morph your life, your experience into something that's potentially barely recognizable for the better. That was my long answer with a bunch of houses.
Yes.
Yeah. And Anthony, do you think that the reason why so many people struggle with their trainer is because it's all physical and that mental component isn't there from the beginning?
Well, to piggyback on what Lisa said, I mean, she really put it out there from the beginning, from being ready to absolutely celebrating yourself and all the steps that are in between. Steve, what happens is that yes, the component of the physical part, the fear that Lisa talked about jumping into, about being looked at or how you felt about yourself, yes, those are the things that will take people out of it in a mental sense. But the steps in order to keep you going, keep you pushing forward, after you get ready, get the one, develop a skill. And that's where the trainer comes in. The trainer absolutely comes in and will tell you, well, this is how you move your body, this is what your muscles are going to feel like, and this is what's going to go on. But what Lisa and I were able to do was step into the emotional part of what motivates you to get started in the first place, and what's more importantly, the things that stop you, the things that make you negotiable. While we talk about being non-negotiable, the things that make you non-negotiable are being able to deal with pain and heartbreak, being able to deal with loneliness, anxiety, fatigue, boredom, stress. Those are the things in our daily lives that while we put together a program and say, yes, I want to change and transform my life, one of the main things we have to do is develop the will and the skill and then the habit. Now, how do you develop the will? Well, the will itself is to tell yourself to do the things that are most difficult to do when you don't want to do them. Like Lisa had mentioned, that this is something that I would say, and she brought it to my attention. I still laugh to say that I used to say, oh, you know, this is fun. This is a workout. This is fun. And no way imaginable was it fun for her. But when you find the will, like she found the will to be able to push through, you push through the parts that come up in your life, that the stressful parts of your job that you think get in the way of your workout, the stressful parts of dealing with your family that get in the way, that make you fatigued and you don't want to deal with the things that happen on a daily basis, and then pain and heartbreak that happen to us almost on a daily basis. Like, how do you deal with that in life? And then with the program. So when we talk about being non-negotiable, and the steps that Lisa so lovingly laid out, and you're getting to the point from being ready to do the celebration, developing the habit of being able to recognize the pain and heartbreak or the emotional part that creeps up when you just absolutely don't feel like it today. And you have to develop the habit to be able to say, what is it that I can do right now? And if you laid it out, one step, one easy step that you can do is just write yourself a note every morning and say, this is my personal reminder to do this. And you look at that note once a day. Say, this is my note to myself, and it's not with anybody else. When you start doing things on a daily basis, you develop the habit. And then with that on a daily basis, the skill develops. And with the accountability group, like Lisa was talking about, you're able to develop the will to get past the anxieties and the fatigues and the boredom and the stresses and the other things that come in our life. So those are the things that we work on a daily basis in NNIDE and the accountability groups one-on-one, like Lisa said, like smaller groups where you can go, hey, Steve, or hey, Lisa, hey, Anthony, well, you said your goal was such and such 6 weeks ago. Where are you now? Oh, well, my car broke down, and I'm having difficulty at work. And if someone can understand what's going on with you and say and help you keep accountable. So these are the things that we work together in order to make your statement in the beginning, say, I want to be non-negotiable about my health transformation or whatever transformation. I'm sure Lisa and her powerful platform of life can attest that the things that happen in your physical life, in your spiritual life, and in your emotional life transform into your personal life. So talking about pain and heartbreak and loneliness and anxiety and fatigue, all of these things happen to us on a regular basis. But when we say, I want to be non-negotiable, the steps that Lisa laid out, and then developing the will, skill, and the habit, and then absolutely celebrate yourself, that's how you keep going and are able to get to the point that you go, I'm in 90 and I'm all in.
And it all starts with that decision. Yes, ma'am.
Do we have enough time? Are we about to go to break? Because I don't want to jump in and have you have to squeeze into the break.
Well, let's go ahead and go to the break, and then we'll pick right back up right there when we come back.
Excited.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking, to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners, such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. You are listening to Thriving Entrepreneur, and we are so glad that you're here with us today. Anthony and Lisa have been sharing great insights into transforming ourselves and transforming our health. And Lisa, I want you to pick right back up where Anthony was and share some more with us about that living non-negotiably.
Yes, well, you know, Coach Anthony talked about developing the will. And I think for me, my perspective is developing the will to want to become non-negotiable really is about being willing to be responsible for the rest of your life. Self-care is not luxury. Self-care is not a bonus. Self-care is being responsible for the rest of your life. And for me, I got really clear that my taking care of my body, my body is my instrument. My body is my tool. And I'm not trying to impose my faith on anyone, but I call him God. God has given me an assignment on my life. Whether that assignment is clear all the time or not, I know that there's an assignment on my life. And the body that I've been given is the tool and the instrument to live out my purpose and my assignment. When I look at it that way, it's not luxury. It's not like, oh, I just like to wear a single-digit size clothes. I like to have a great waistline. It's about, listen, I have work to do in this world, and I need my body to be in alignment with my purpose. Now, that being true and that being the case, to me, that's how you delve into your will. Find something bigger than you. It can't be about wanting to look sexy in an outfit. It can't be about wanting to flex and have just biceps and triceps. That's too small for who we are as humanity. We need to know that we want to have the most solid, powerful body so we can do the greatest good in the world. That's who we are. And so I think, one, tapping into that will and discovering that will is about tapping into something greater than the physical desire. And then, two, to Coach Anthony's point, you know, we become non-negotiable. And, you know, we had the pleasure of meeting someone recently who's in an NIV, and he was non-negotiable and committed and working out and doing everything, you know, for the first 15 days. And now he's in his recommitment to non-negotiable because, you know, day 16, the non-negotiable became negotiable, you know, and I was there. I think I hit it probably maybe like on day 38 or something. I was just kind of in it, just in the middle of it, just grinding. It wasn't new anymore. It wasn't fresh anymore. You know, I could appreciate the broccoli and the cauliflower and the asparagus, but man, I was missing that piece of hot bread with a little bit of butter. You know, it was, that's just the reality. And I think we try to not talk about it as if we can outrun it. And the reality is we don't outrun it. It's in our face every day. Every meal, I have to make a choice. Every meal, I had to choose my health. Every meal. But I didn't want to feel like I was suffering. So what I did was I gave myself permission to eat. And I don't know if Coach Anthony knows this, and I'm okay if this is the first time he finds out he's not in reach. I can outrun him from this distance. But from this distance. But I made a decision that I gave myself permission that on the 91st day, on day 91, non-negotiable 90 is about 90 days, on day 91, I could get a loaf of hot bread, I can get an entire lemon cake, and I could eat all the pasta and Alfredo sauce I wanted. And the reason why I say those three things is those are the things that I was craving. And so I gave myself permission to have them on day 91. Now, what happens, Steve, on day 91? I was day 91, I was 57 pounds down, and I was in the grind. So I never had the piece of lemon cake. You know, I think in the last 6 months I've had two pieces of lemon cake, when that was like a weekly treat for myself. And I just my mind had shifted, but I had to give myself permission to have it after I finished this thing right here. And I kept telling myself, ooh, lemon cake tastes a whole lot better in a sexier body, meaning I'm going to have some, but I want to sit in my new body and have a piece of lemon cake because it tastes a lot better. And I would say that about anything I want. Ooh, bread, warm bread tastes a whole lot better, 60 pounds lighter. You know, ooh, you know, whatever it was tastes a whole lot better, 60 pounds lighter, 45 pounds lighter. And I would just give myself permission. So I just wanted to throw in there that you're going to run. You're going to hit the ground running. You're going to listen to this call. You're going to get excited. You're going to register. You're going to go to NN90.net. You're going to jump online. You're going to see all the love. You're going to get fired up. You're going to go out and get groceries. You're going to get your NutriBullet or your Bullet or your, you know, Ninja, and you're going to start juicing. And you're going to hit a point at some point. And Coach Anthony might know that point better than me. I don't know. For me, it was day 38. For a friend of ours, it was day 15. For you, I don't know. You're gonna hit a point. I'm not trying to claim that in your future. I'm just speaking truth. And on that day, make another commitment, just like you made it on day one. You got to go at it again. You got to say, wait a minute, I'm not in this for half the results. I'm in this for all the results. You have to muster up something, Steve, you've never even seen before in yourself. I've had to do some things in the last 7 months I've never, ever done in my life, to see a part of me that I've never seen in my life. So to get something radically different, you got to do something that you've never done before, be someone you've never been before. So you're not going to get to a new outcome doing old habits. That's just the bottom line. So I just had to add that to the brilliance that Coach Anthony had already shared.
Well, and Anthony, I know you shared with Kathy and I that what you did the day after you came back from the Steve Harvey Show when you did the reveal.
Yes, Steve, taking care of your mind is absolutely something that is key. Preparing for the Steve Harvey Show, I'm in this also. I'm in the 90 program. I actually help out in the workouts, like when I'm working out with my personal clients, I'm working out with them. So the things that I tell my clients to do, I do myself. And I still have the same cravings. I crave pizza and donuts just like everyone else. But Lisa said it perfectly. You set up a goal. You set up a goal and you just, it's not a delaying of gratification. It is you saying what it is I need to do right now is so very important. That little piece of heaven of a slice of pizza is not going to get in the way of my goal. But you do in ways that you can congratulate yourself. Now, I did, according to your question, have a slice of pizza, a very good slice of pizza after I came back. And after that, I was able to get right back into my regime. But knowing yourself, learning your habits and what it is that you do, there are some people who can't get into that that gratification. They can't have that slice of pizza. You can't do that because, you know, it'd take you down a pathway. So I think Steve and I have talked about it. I think, Lisa, you heard me talk about it also. It's like when I'm teaching, I don't really like to say what you can't have. It's like you can have a slice of pizza after you've done so much work. I'd rather you talk about your I can list. You write out I can list, and your I can list can look like a thousand items, and you can have those things on a daily basis to sustain yourself. But it's those one or two fulfill your purpose in your transformation, like the excess sugar or the excess fat. Those are the things you just have to be wary about. But at the same time, we are human beings, and we know what makes us feel good. And sometimes the things that make us feel good don't fulfill us. Like you were saying that you had your pizza in the room where you ate it, and you were full, but it didn't fulfill you. And what Lisa said And about day 91, she had done so well that on day 91, that slice of lemon cake did not look as appealing as it did on day one.
And if I can just expand this conversation, because I'm sure there are many listeners who it's not a weight thing for them. So this is not a conversation about pizza and lemon cake. This is a conversation about making choices that are in alignment with your future, making choices that walk you in the direction of the goal that you said you want, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's I want to save, I want to buy a home, I want to buy another car, I want to have an endowment for my family, and understanding that spending excessively during the summer months because it's fun and we're all out isn't in alignment with your goal. Or I want to have a loving relationship, but you keep score and you have to have the last word and you're inside this, mental battle all the time. That's not in alignment with your goal or your spiritual practice. You want peace of mind and you want grace and ease, but you find yourself being overstressed, overwhelmed all the time and not spending any time in meditation or spending any time with God. You know that you're not in alignment with your goals. So I want to make sure that though we're talking about the physical form and we're talking about weight relief, we're really talking about transformation, as Steve, you started with, and apply this conversation and the practice and the techniques to anything. It's, the day 91 slice of lemon cake for me could be the 6 months having $10,000 extra dollars in your bank account for you. It could be the, going on, having time with your family, son, daughter, siblings, with grace and ease and not having to have the last word, and you give yourself a six-month window for that. Whatever that thing is, I just want to make sure that you, the listener, expand your listening inside of this very direct, necessary conversation. Over 58%, I know, of African-American women are obese. So this is a conversation that we absolutely need to have out loud. And America, as a culture, we have more obesity now than we've ever had. So while it's a conversation that is bold enough and big enough and necessary enough for us to talk about exclusively, I want to make sure that it doesn't, that you, listener, don't take yourself off the hook if there's another area in your life that you are looking for a transformation in. I just want to add that.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's important that we talk about transformation, because that transformation starts in your mind and then shows up in your life. And so, as Lisa said, whether it's a weight loss or it's a relationship issue or it's a spiritual issue or an emotional issue, you got to start that process of transformation by making that decision that you want to live non-negotiably. So there are some people out there, I know, Anthony, that want to start right now. They're ready to put down that large pizza and pick up NN90. What could a person do to join NN90 and start their transformation today?
Steve, I would say even further, there are people out there who are looking for a community or for a group of people and looking for support in their journey. And it's as easy as picking up your tablets or your phone or your computer and going www.nn90, that's non-negotiable, NN for non-negotiable, nn90.net, registering, signing up, and immediately you'll get free gifts. You'll get your affirmations, your 30 affirmations for emotional eating, emotional eating self-assessment, and you get videos, you get tons of material. But the material is where you really get the magic. The magic that happens is in the accountability group, where you find out that you are not alone in this journey, that there are people who will come up underneath you and say, yes, I understand that you've had 50 pounds and you've tried all kind of different weight release programs, and you can find out that what we talk about, where we go in our journey in emotional releasing and in physical releasing weight. So you can go to www.nn90.net.
Now's the time to start that transformation. And I can promise you one thing. In the community, there is not any one of us that haven't had a time in there where we've said, you know what, I blew it this week. And I every single time, everybody comes back and says, that's okay. Just reset, start over again. No matter what happened 5 minutes ago or 5 days ago, now you can start being non-negotiable right now. It's a great community. You guys will love it. So we only have about 4 or 5 minutes left here, but we want to leave people with something solid that they can grasp a hold of and start doing right now today. What is the number one thing people can do to begin transforming right now?
I guess if I would say anything, I would say set the goal of what your transformation looks like with clarity. Be really clear on where you want to go. You know, I was sharing with someone something similar to this when I was in New York, and I said it's like being in New York saying and me saying, hey, come to my house. I'm having a barbecue pool party, and just get on the road and head toward California. The very first thing you're going to ask me is what's your address. If I said, don't worry about it, just head west, don't worry, just head toward California. We'll be at the house. We're going to have some great stuff on the grill. I'll see you when you get there. You're not going to feel comfortable, even though you know I pretty much can go west, but your comfort level won't exist until you have a solid address. I feel the same way as about a goal. So if you in any area that you want a transformation, know that it's going to change, it's going to morph, it's going to expand, it's going to contract. It's not going to stay the exact same because reality is very different than our what we dream of. But at least have an idea and have it with as much clarity as possible. And then the second thing I would say is give yourself a by-when date that has grace and ease on it. If you say someday or one day, try to circle either one of those on your calendar. You cannot circle one day on the calendar. You can't circle someday on the calendar. So give yourself a day or give yourself a month, and that will begin to put some fire under you, but make sure it's with grace and ease. It's supposed to stretch you, not stress you. Again, it's supposed to stretch you, but not stress you. And then the last thing I would say is, how are you going to get there? What machine are you going to use? What system are you going to use? What team are you going to use? If it's health, you know, I am absolute advocate for NN90 as one of your vehicles. It wasn't my only vehicle, to be fully transparent with you. It wasn't my only vehicle that I used, and I was okay with that. But it was a definite strong instrument in helping me to get there. And so use it as one or the only vehicle for you if it's health or something else, whatever else fits you. I think it's important to know that Coach Anthony and I are not here to sell you into NN90. My goal is to liberate you. If health is an issue for you and weight is, then I want you to have the liberation, the joy that I feel in this moment. And I believe that that's available to all of us. So those are the three things that I'd recommend.
Anthony?
I'm going to let Lisa have that, and I will take it down to something very specific that you can do while you get into making the decision to come over to NN90. The three things specifically, let's talk about if it's a weight release journey that you can do, three things. Is it health all the time and you can change your life, drink more water, cut down your portions, and absolutely choose good sides if you're going to go out to eat. Those are three things you can do right now in this moment.
I think those are really impactful, and I think if people will grab a hold of even just that for today, they can begin to see their transformation happen. You know, to quote the Bible, since it says at the beginning of the show that I'm a third-generation minister, it says, don't be conformed any longer to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. And that's what we're talking about to you here today is renewing your mind. Have a transformation in your mind that allows you to make the change and go and be the person that you want to be. Anthony and Lisa, I really appreciate it. It's been wonderful to get to spend time with you. As always, I wish we had about 3-4 hours. We could all just hang out and beat the subject to death, but we have reached the end. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to come and talk to us about transformation today.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate being here.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you for being committed enough, bold enough, courageous enough, obedient enough to have this conversation publicly, whether or not you're in the journey or not, and the fact that you're in the journey as well, to be that transparent. Thank you for choosing to be the leader that you were born to be. I appreciate you.
Well, and that brings us to the end of another Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope that you have gotten some great transformational mindsets today that you can look back and you can say, today, whatever day it is that you listen to this show, you can say, that was the day that I remember making that mental transformation and starting on the journey that is my better life. Join us next week. We've got a good friend, actually, of Lisa's. Nicole Roberts-Jones is going to be on. She's going to talk to us about...
Get ready.
We're going to actually talk about starting out right, about what starts out right is what's going to end up right. You can't just willy-nilly kind of jump into it sideways, that you start out right, and then you can end up with right endings. So look forward to that one again next week. And in the meantime, remember that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose, and that the world needs you. Go out and live your life every day as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.